Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, increasing clouds in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 26. As into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 40s. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 16.
Adults, this winter, have yourself a grown-up snow day with winter tires from Michelin and build a snowman on a Tuesday. Between November 14th and December 14th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
For safe winter driving all season long, get a new set of Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 12/14/2018. Void where prohibited.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Kansas' new Democratic governor promised voters not to raise taxes to boost spending on public schools and social services. Republicans who control the legislature argue that a tax hike is coming, even if politicians do nothing. Governor-elect Laura Kelly faces a fight because of a revenue windfall caused by changes in the federal tax code. Other states, including Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Utah, and Vermont, have used the opportunity to cut or reform taxes. Wichita State University has given a new name and logo to its campaign to raise student fees in order to finance about $38 million in campus upgrades. A Wichita State communications official tells the Wichita Eagle that the student-led campaign, called Shock the Future, will launch in January. Students will vote on the proposal in a March referendum. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
A 34-year-old Ingalls man died in a single-vehicle crash Friday morning in Gray County. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash happened shortly after 10:30 Friday morning on County Road 2, north of U.S. Highway 56. KWCH-TV reports 34-year-old Nicholas Davidson was northbound on County Road 2 when his vehicle went off the roadway. He overcorrected, lost control of the vehicle, and went off the road into frozen water. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Davidson died from injuries sustained in that accident. A former Olathe teacher and Shawnee City Council member will go to trial after pleading not guilty to having a sexual encounter with a student. 33-year-old Justin Adrian waived his right to a preliminary hearing Friday in Johnson County District Court. The alleged sexual encounter occurred in a classroom at Olathe East High School where Adrian was a history teacher. The student was 18, but Kansas law makes it illegal for a teacher to have sexual contact with a student at the same school. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The scheduling of a trial for a woman accused of trying to kill her mother at a Nebraska panhandle motel has been postponed while the woman undergoes psychiatric treatment. Kimball County District Court records say 37-year-old Sharon Sheriffpour of Kimball last week was found incompetent to stand trial. A judge ordered her sent to the state psychiatric hospital in Lincoln for treatment and scheduled a February 5th hearing to check her progress. She's charged with attempted murder, two counts of assault, and one of evidence tampering. The woman's mother told police her daughter shot her in the back of the head and face at the motel October 3rd. Police recovered a BB revolver in connection to the case. Nebraska's new estate travel guide mistakenly features a picture of Christmas celebration at Union Station in Kansas City, Missouri. Omaha World Herald reports that a production error allowed the picture of the Kansas City station to be used instead of Union Station in Omaha. Mid-America Network News.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. The Christmas season is just around the corner. Christmas music fills the air, kids get so excited, people are in a festive mood, and all the decorations are so pretty. It is so easy to get distracted by all the activities that we can forget the real reason for the season. Some 2,000 plus years ago, our Heavenly Father sent His Son to earth to be our Redeemer, as He promised. That's really what it's all about. After all, wise men still seek Him. Now more than ever, we are so blessed to live in a country that we are free to worship our Savior in the church of our choice. We at Schmidt & Sons wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. This is our 52nd year of having the honor to serve you, and we are looking forward to serving you in the years to come. We appreciate your business and friendship throughout the years. We have been blessed through the years, and I hope that you have also. God's blessings on a very Merry Christmas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County commissioners met last Monday and discussed snow removal following the recent snowstorm, with several comments from the public considered. The board discussed pay rate changes and hoped to address the matter again at the next meeting. Consensus was to raise those employees below average and then move forward with other raises. The implications of the pay scale were also shared. Disparity with recent raises for law enforcement were also considered. It is hoped that budgeted funds for basement repairs at the courthouse may allow additional money that could be used for raises if repairs come in under budget. No action was taken. Larry Stoppel was reappointed to the hospital board, and a replacement is being sought for the position held by Rebecca Holsch. Any citizen interested should contact the Washington County Commissioner. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and interviewed two people, one each for the noxious weed director and emergency management director positions. Each was offered the position. Neither has responded if they will accept. Commissioners spoke with the county attorney and representatives for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm, as well as residents, regarding particulars of that project. Donald H. Zarbenicki, age 88, of Odell, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Odell. Burial St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in Odell. Vance Curtis Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Don Zarbenicki. Michael Mike F. Piazza, age 70, of Centralia, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Wednesday at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday noon until 1:30 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Mike Piazza. Roland E. Sperry, age 75, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Roland Sperry. Phyllis E. Livers, age 86, of Normal, Illinois, passed away Monday, December 3rd. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m., December 17th, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Livers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs with kraut, mashed potato, wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and apricots. Tomorrow, pork loin, scallop potato, wheat bread, asparagus, fresh fruit, and cake. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank's Jewelry Repair is open Mondays 2 until 7 at 821 Center across from the Astro Theaters. Frank Stegenborg is certified and will repair and size rings, replace missing stones, repair chains, pendants, earrings, check prongs, clean and polish, and will also replace watch batteries. Lots of fine jewelry for your Christmas giving this year at discounted prices, at least half off, including rings, pendants, and earrings. Stop by Mondays for a look from 2 until 7 on the highway side at 821 Center in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, as we start off this work week, not a whole lot going on across the central parts of the Midwest. We have a high pressure system. Looks like a little bit of cloud cover for Tuesday into Tuesday night, but otherwise quiet weather for Wednesday. Before we do have a cold front that's going to move through, bringing a little bit of some chances of rain and snow as we head into early Thursday. Otherwise, temperatures not bad at all, will remain in the 40s. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, we'll see highs in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low of 26. As into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies and lower 40s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, low of 29. And Thursday, chance of rain and snow early, then partly sunny skies. And that's a look at your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is staff meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-December, 43, record high on this date, 70 in 2015. The average low, 24. The record low was 7 below 0 in 2005. Sunset this evening at 5, sunrise in the morning at 7:31. 16 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of December. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
The Bears dominate the Rams and a miracle in Miami. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Bears defense shuts down Jared Goff and the Rams in a 15-6 win.
Sullivan sends it back to Goff. Big push up front. Down he goes. Safety, Eddie Goldman. A vicious front push by that Bears front four.
On WBBM, Goff threw four interceptions on the night. The loss means the Rams and Saints are both 11-2, tied for home field advantage in the NFC playoffs. The Saints clinched the NFC South for the second year in a row, defeating the Buccaneers 28-14.
Handed off to Ingram up the middle. He finds a gap, breaks another tackle across the five. He gets across the goal line. Touchdown, Mark Ingram!
On WWL, it's the first time the Saints have ever won the NFC South in back-to-back seasons. And there's two new faces joining the Baseball Hall of Fame, former Cubs reliever Lee Smith and former White Sox outfielder Harold Baines. This is ABC Sports. More football. The Dolphins stunned the Patriots with a last-second lateral.
Barker pitches it. And it's
good. 30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle.
Oh, no way.
He got it.
On WQAM, Kenyon Drake finishing off the 69-yard play. Dolphins winning 34-33. To the NBA, the Bucks edge past the Raptors in Toronto, 104-99.
Back up top to Middleton. Over to Brogdon, near sideline. Three again is good.
On WJCL, Brogdon with the go-ahead three-pointer. He finished with 18 points. Drew Holiday dropped 37 as the Pelicans took down the Pistons, 116-108.
Holiday dribbles to the left elbow, stops mid-post, shoots, and banks in a fader off the left side.
On WRNO, the Pistons have now lost four games in a row. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Clay Setter took Marysville 58-26. Washington County down Wakefield 53-35. Hanover girls over Wetmore 61-21. Frankfort took Solomon 68-18. Centralia down Lynn 60-24. In boys play, Marysville down Clay Setter 57-45. Washington County over Wakefield 53-29. Hanover beat Wetmore 86-38. Frankfort took Solomon 62-60, and Centralia beat Lynn 39-21. Marysville wrestlers win the Clay Center Invitational on Saturday. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Concordia live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And it's Frankfort at Valley Heights live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Someone once said, you get what you pay for. If you're in the market for a late model vehicle, you deserve to get quality, value, and reliable service, all at a fair price. And you'll get that at Pony Express Auto in Marysville. We have the only AAA award-winning service department in Northeast Kansas. We sell only quality vehicles, warranted at fair prices. And if you need any service, you'll get our best. Why, with all this, there's no reason to do business anywhere else than Pony Express Auto in Marysville. See you there soon.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi causing doubt about whether or not Congress will approve the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. Pelosi and her party take control of the House next year. Pelosi met with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer in her Capitol office before issuing a statement that said the trade pact does have some positive aspects to it. But she says it's just a list without real enforcement of the labor and environmental positions. In the statement, Pelosi said she and Lighthizer had a constructive conversation. The chief trade negotiator says he wants Democrats to not only vote for the deal, but to be happy with the agreement. Meantime, President Trump now threatening to pull out of the North America Free Trade Agreement. That might potentially leave lawmakers either ratifying his trade agreement or going back to pre-NAFTA trade laws. Pelosi calls Trump's tactic disappointing, but not surprising. America's dairy farmers are urging the president to work on opening up the Japanese market as soon as possible. Officials are getting ready to begin trade talks between the two countries next month. And the National Milk Producers Federation, one of four groups that gave testimony at the U.S. International Trade Commission hearing on the potential trade pact. The Office of U.S. Trade Representative will also hold a hearing on Monday about that possible agreement with Japan. U.S. dairy exports to Japan could grow by 450% if American farmers had full access to the country's market. It would also raise the dairy farmers' income by about $12 billion over the next decade. But Politico is reporting there might be a problem with that idea. President Trump has already agreed not to press the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to expand access to Japan's ag markets when they agreed back in September to start talks aimed at establishing a bilateral agreement between the nations. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The arrest in Canada last week, as well as the possible extradition to the United States of a Chinese tech firm executive, further complicates U.S.-China trade talks, which are key to restoring normal farm and industrial trade with China, of course. No one knows yet just exactly how the arrest in Canada, at the request of the United States, of Huawei Technologies chief financial officer for alleged violations of U.S. sanctions on Iran. No one knows yet how that will turn out. U.S.-China trade talks are continuing for now. Former USDA trade chief and longtime D.C. trade consultant Paul Drazik says it further complicates the sensitive talks that have the potential to end punishing Chinese tariffs on U.S. soybeans, pork, and other goods.
I think it probably does, at least in the short term. You know, it could be, too, that the president, the administration, will try to use this as leverage in some way, some fashion, and then perhaps go easy on this person or send her back to China.
President Trump eased sanctions against Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE earlier, also for Iran trade violations at the request of China's president. But Drazek says of this new controversy,
if it isn't sorted out and it does have an effect on the negotiations, it's not going to be a good effect. It's going to make things more difficult.
And, of course, the Chinese could also retaliate for the arrest.
That's worrisome as well. The other aspect to all of this is that would you want to be a CEO of a major U.S. company visiting China to try to do business right now? I mean, the Chinese might gather people up on some bogus charge.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley, in the meantime, pointed to the arrest of Huawei's Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver, Canada, as the latest example of Chinese flouting the rules of law. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The pork industry has been an interesting place to be lately. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Joining us is Bill Even, the CEO of the National Pork Board, to talk about the pork industry and how it's going right now with all of the different pressures impacting it and impacting all of agriculture, for that matter. But for pork particularly, how's the industry going? Is it growing still, Bill?
The industry has been growing very nicely over a number of years. And I said it's always better to be part of a growing industry than one that's in decline. Now, a growing industry does have growing pains. We have a number of new packing plants that are online, and another one looks slated to come online here next spring in Iowa. A number of new producers entering the market, as well as new facilities being built. We see a real lot of opportunities for crop producers that maybe years ago had hogs or cattle, bringing the swine back onto the farm and then having the nutrients to go out into the soil. You get that virtuous cycle back going again. As my dad always said, if you want us to have a healthy hometown, you've got to have people doing chores. And so in rural America, whether you have hogs or cattle or poultry, along with your row crop farming, you have a much more vibrant local economy. So those are all very good things, sign of a growing industry. I think the risk is really then where do you sell it?
And selling it around the world has gotten more interesting with the ongoing trade difficulties the United States is having with China.
We export about 27% of U.S. pork production now, so exports have been very important to make that happen. And as we look at where those markets are, China being one of them, there was some news that came out earlier this summer of African swine fever in China. The important thing, the good news is, number one, people can't catch it, and number two, pork is still safe to eat, so that's not a problem. But the real problem is the fact that there is no treatment, vaccine, or cure for this, and so the pigs can get very ill and then and subsequently die. It's a risk of kind of a, it's a long-term, very durable virus, and currently there's no vaccine on the near-term horizon to help our producers. So biosecurity becomes very important, protecting our ports, our borders, as well as at the farm.
And this is where it's really important for travelers, including non-farmers, that are traveling when they come back into the United States to be sure and be honest when they fill out the questionnaire about whether they have been on a farm or are bringing back any food products.
The world that we live in now, there's a lot of travel, and that's a blessing. But we also have to be honest when we're coming in, if we've been on a farm, if we've been out in an agricultural land, if we've been around pigs, because there are very simple things we can do to just kind of disinfect your shoes, for example, to make sure that we don't end up making our pigs sick here in the United States.
Bill Even, the CEO of the National Pork Board. Back after this.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
.729 from KNDY. A chilly 16 degrees in Marysville this morning. 40 for high today with a gradual warm up Tuesday into Wednesday. Middle 40s then.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Harrison Butker atoned for a 43-yard miss as time expired with a 36-yard field goal in overtime to give the Kansas City Chiefs a 27-24 victory over the Baltimore Ravens and clinch a playoff spot. The Chiefs had rallied to score the tying touchdown with 53 seconds left in regulation before Butker missed his chance at a winner. The Chiefs held the Ravens on fourth down in overtime to finish off the win. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt says he was shocked by security camera footage showing Kareem Hunt shoving and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel. It was a collective decision by the organization to cut their star running back within hours. In his first comments since the incident 9 days ago, the team's owner also said that the Chiefs were aware of two other offseason incidents involving Hunt, but not of the extent of them. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Dendrick Lawson had 20 points and 10 rebounds, and number 2 Kansas got past New Mexico State 63-60 in the Jayhawk shootout on Saturday night. The Jayhawks offense stalled after a hot start in their first game without injured center Udoka Azubuike, going scoreless for over 5 minutes in the first half. With the 7-foot Azubuike on the bench with a sprained ankle, Kansas once again struggled before pulling out a win. Up next, Kansas heads back to Allen Fieldhouse for its clash with number 21 Villanova next Saturday. In other NCAA basketball from around the area this weekend, the Wichita State Shockers fell to the Oklahoma Sooners by a margin of 80-48. And in another matchup from Saturday, this one a whole lot closer, the Kansas State Wildcats fell to the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes, the final in that one, 47-46, Tulsa. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs split the North Central Kansas League opener hosting Clay Center Friday. Marysville boys win the nightcap 57-45, paced by Jacob Backus with 19 points. Matt Holly drops in 14, and Gavin Pischel scored 10. Marysville improves to 3-1. Clay Center winless in three starts, led by Trevin Shirley with 12 points in the game. Game tied 14-all into the first. Marysville was up 8 points at intermission, outscored Clay Center 11-5 in the third quarter, and went to a double-digit win, 57-45. Marysville girls fell to Clay Center in the opener, 58-26. Tigers rallied for a 23-6 third quarter, never looked back, led by senior Aaron Hamill with 16 points, improving to 3-0. Marysville led by Sammy Bartles with 9 as Marysville falls to 1-3. Girls' final, Clay Center 58, Marysville 26. Bulldogs back at home hosting Concordia Tuesday, Chapman Friday. Reporting for TNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Friday night basketball finals and girls' play. Clay Center took Marysville 58-26. Chapman over Bishop Ward 50-40. Wamego down Atchison 51-21. Abilene girls held off Augusta in overtime 43-40. Washington County beat Wakefield 53-35. Hanover girls topped Wetmore 61-21. Frankfort over Solomon 68-18. And Centralia beat Lynn 60-24. In boys' play, Marysville took Clay Center 57-45. Chapman topped Bishop Ward 59-44. Wamego over Atchison 76-65. And Augusta trimmed Abilene 68-55. Washington County boys over Wakefield 53-29. And overtook Wetmore 86-38. Frankfort down Solomon 62-60. Centralia beat Lynn 39-21. Marysville wrestlers win the Clay Center Invitational Saturday. Cromie, Slupionic, and Shampoo finish first place. Novotny and Ackerman runner-up. Rose, Crownover, Snellings, and Lindhorst finish third, and Raver finishes fourth. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Concordia live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort at Valley Heights live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website, kndyradio.com. And our mobile app as well.
Smile and the world smiles with you. That sentiment might be even more universal than we once thought. We will share the evidence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the whole world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 10th, the 344th day of the year. Poet Emily Dickinson was born on this day, and in 1965, the Grateful Dead played their first concert. Anyone with pets knows how animals seem to sense their owner's emotional state. Some recent research indicates they can distinguish between a frown and a smile, even on the face of strangers. And a new study says that ability may not be limited to companion animals. Even farm animals seem to differentiate between human facial expressions. Goats, for example, have been found to react positively to a smiling face. So the next time you're out in the barnyard, don't be afraid to show that toothy grin. Animals seem to like it, even if they can't smile back. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY will hear a broadcast of the Marshall County Community Choir, Christmas Cantata, The Promise of a King. Monday evenings, December 10th and 17th, following the news and weather at 6 on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Away in the manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head, the star. The little Lord Jesus. tomorrow.